Survey went out. What is the number one fitness item on your to-do list? Good music. Welcome to How to Be Fit Over 40, midlife conversations with Hikini. So today we're diving into the power of music with Michelle. She's on a mission to elevate her fitness routine with the perfect workout playlist. From different beats to empowering lyrics, discover how Michelle is harnessing the power of music to stay energized and motivated during her workout. So, grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Welcome back. So, we're diving into something a little different. We've been talking about the number one fitness item on different people's to-do list. And so some people mention, well, quite a few mention strength training and then circle mobility, pickleball, and a host of other different fitness modalities. But this person in particular, she chose good music. Good music. Huh. All right. So let's set a potential SMART goal for her. We need something that's specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time bound. So specific, she will create a playlist of upbeat and energizing songs that fits her personal taste and fitness preference. All right. Measurable, she'll create a playlist of maybe 20 songs at least, making sure they are diverse, a great variety, different genres, tempos to keep her motivated throughout her workout. And then making it achievable. She will spend maybe 30 minutes each week exploring new music and adding tracks to her workout playlist. Just gradually building a collection of motivating songs that really resonate with her. All right. And then making it relevant. Music has been shown to enhance exercise performance, boost motivation, and elevate your mood. This is the whole purpose of this playlist. You want to have something that's going to motivate you, keep you going. I know her personally, and she does a lot of different things. So she needs some great music, some good music to keep her going, keep her motivated as she is continuing and finishing strong throughout her workout. All right. So the goal of selecting the right music, it aligns perfectly with her desire to stay motivated and energized during her fitness workouts slash routines also. And it helps that she is in my class. So we have great music. So if you want to find out more information about the classes that I teach locally, I will make sure I provide a link in the show notes. Also, I do have a couple of virtual classes as well, so you can get connected that way. So the last part, time bound. So Michelle can commit to completing her workout playlist maybe within the next month. We can condense that down to the next 3 weeks. Just making sure she's picked out a selection of different motivating songs and just something that's ready to get her going and keep her motivated throughout her workouts. So this is just, she may already have, we didn't discuss what she has right now. She may already have a great playlist, but of course, since she mentioned good music, maybe she's on the hunt for even more. So we shall see. And hopefully maybe she will agree to be on the podcast later in this year. And I think she did. I'm looking at the list. And so I think she will end up being a guest on this podcast. So we'll get to talk to her and that'll be so much fun. So we'll be coming up soon with those interviews soon. So if you're interested in being interviewed and just sharing more about your number one fitness item, make sure you send me a message, 864-406-9109. Let me know what your number one fitness item is on your to-do list, and let me know if you want to be interviewed as well. We'll be doing those as separate podcast episodes, So we would actually discuss a potential and then just see if what you're really doing, if you're actually doing what we suggested or not really suggested or what we mentioned as a potential, or if there's something else that you're doing. Super excited. I love these episodes. It's a great way to just put things in perspective and just get in the habit. This is great practice for you as you're listening to get in the habit to start thinking about setting SMART goals. If you have never set a SMART goal, I highly recommend it's something that can keep you focused and motivated and also hold you accountable. Accountability, what we say, accountability, make it count. So, you know, make sure it counts. All right. So super excited. Share this podcast episode with a friend so they too can glean and learn more about how to set SMART goals and make things happen in their life. All right. Until next time, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Talk to you soon.